Most of what we know about this group of people comes from the mounds they built all across the United States. In the state of Georgia, though, some of these mounds and lodges are unique to the rest of the country and give us extra insight into life 1,000 years ago. We go there on this edition of the American Countryside.
What you put into the soil, you get out of the soil. So do you want to put products into your soil that have byproducts that are harmful to plants? I didn't think so. It's time for a new game plan. AgroLiquid isn't like other fertilizers. We locate the highest quality raw materials and put them together in a clean formulation that is safe and efficient for your plants. We also eliminate harmful byproducts that can cause crop injury, so you wind up having one heck of a championship season. Learn more at agroliquid.com.
To maximize crop yields, successful growers need a special advantage, and that's what you get with Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate is uniquely formulated to help young plants quickly develop stronger roots and shoots. That means better nutrient uptake, more early stress resistance, and bigger yields. Radiate makes all the difference on a variety of crops, with either foliar or in-furrow application, allowing it to fit with most grower programs. So this year, give yourself an edge. Ask your CPS dealer for Radiate.
When you dig into the earth on the outskirts of Macon, Georgia, you can find evidence of resonance from over 10,000 years ago.
The very earliest people, the Paleo-Indians, the ones who were mammoth hunters, were here on this site.
Jim Davis is superintendent of Okmulgee National Monument. Although pottery and projectiles can be traced to people 10,000 years ago, it is the mounds in this park that were built about 1,000 years ago that attract most visitors. It was just part of a much larger agricultural community.
We have a village of about 2,500 people here. Very large farm fields just south of the village were apparently growing corn, beans, squash.
These people are today known as the Mississippians. Although we don't know exactly how they built the mounds, we do know it took time and skill to perform such a construction project.
You're talking about a mound that's 55 feet high. When you figure the amount of people that takes to, at a single basket load of soil at a time, to pile that amount of soil up, it has to be a fairly well-organized society.
Some people believe that all mounds were burial mounds, but that is far from the case here at Okmulgee.
Most of our mounds we refer to as either ceremonial. We have a few low mounds that apparently were house mounds, just a few feet off the ground that had a structure up on top. We do have, of course, one large funeral mound that was built over a period of years.
What truly makes Okmulgee unique is the Earth Lodge that was excavated here. It is one of the only such structures in the world that visitors can actually view from the inside. We'll have that portion of the story next time as we travel the countryside. In Macon, Georgia, I'm Andrew McRae.